It is Thursday, November 21st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.
The Sunshine School and Development Center will host Under the Sea, an art show, Friday, November 22nd from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. in Rogers. This fundraiser features works by local artists and the Sunshine School students. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. NWASunshineSchool.org for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, we speak with the creator of Arkansas's second most unreliable news source. And no, we are not the first.
Plus, we visit with the middle school explorers of an abandoned cemetery, learn about foster care and adoption in Arkansas, and more.
But first, new reports from the Arkansas Realtors Association confirm that home sales statewide were up in October. There was a 13% increase in homes sold this October compared to a year ago. Bob Walker works with the Realtors Association.
Our market has really started regaining a lot of its luster. Coming out of the last couple, 3 years with the downturn that we had, things get stronger and stronger. And as these figures show, we're up statewide anyway, a little bit over 13%. And so that's really bodes well for the real estate market. And as the real estate market goes, pretty much so does the economy.
The findings do, however, suggest that the average price of homes sold this October decreased by a little more than 2%. Walker says statewide valuations in October increased by over 11% from last year. However, he predicts November's numbers may not be as impressive.
I think in November we may see not as much of an increase, because when the government shutdown happened, that really slowed everything down, and it put everything probably 2 or 3 weeks behind in regaining the momentum that we had. I think it's still going to be good, but I think it's going to be slowed down just a little bit, because we're just now seeing an increase again since the shutdown.
Walker says so far the positive home sale trend can be attributed to interest rates being extremely low, which is encouraging to some buyers. However, in October, the average price of homes sold in the 43-county area surveyed by the Realtors Association decreased from nearly $157,000 in October 2012 to a little over $153,000 in October of this year.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith will play host this weekend to the Heartland Conference regular season women's volleyball tournament. UAFS was chosen to host the tournament based on the Lady Lions' 21-8 record for the regular season. According to the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau, the tournament will have a $176,000 impact on the area's economy. Claude Legree, executive director of the Bureau, says the projection was attained using an industry standard economic impact calculator, as well as several data points.
The data points really utilized are the number of people from out of town, and in this instance, it was 20 to 25 persons per team and approximately 40 people per team in the entourage. So the number of people from out of town, the number of days that they will be in the city, an approximate price for the hotel room that they will be in, and an estimate of how many persons per hotel room.
Legree says the impact is $176,000 that would have gone into another area economy had the Lions not performed as well throughout the season. While any event that brings outside dollars into the area is welcome, Legree says some events have larger impacts on the local economy than others.
When you compare it to something like, say, the Christian Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses, they come 2 weekends in a row in the summer, and they bring thousands and thousands of people into the city, and they probably have a higher number of average people per hotel room, and they're here for a longer period of time as well. And say an event like that can be up in the millions, and it is up in the millions of dollars as far as the impact on the community. And once again, it's based on the number of people who don't live here, who come here, and the amount of time that they stay, how many people are in a room, and what their approximate hotel rate is for that period of time.
For most events, Legree says roughly two-thirds of an event's economic impact is felt directly, such as a visitor buying dinner at a local restaurant, while the remaining 30% is felt through induced economic impact, meaning the dollar spent at the restaurant is used for employee payroll and, in turn, groceries for the employee. For this weekend's volleyball tournament, that induced impact is expected to be roughly $60,000.
Yesterday, Governor Mike Beebe announced more than $3.3 million in community development block grants to be awarded to 16 Arkansas cities and counties. Among those cities are Alma, which will receive $203,000 for a senior center, and Harrison, which will receive $78,000 for its community center. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the grants will be administered by the Arkansas Economic Development Commission.
The galleries at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art will soon be open a little earlier for weekend visitors. Starting this weekend, the museum will open 1 hour earlier at 10 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. On weekdays, the lobby, library, and coffee bar will also open at 10, while the remainder of the museum will still open at 11. In addition, the trails and grounds are open from sunrise to sunset daily. Extended hours are being offered in response to high attendance and requests from visitors to access the museum earlier.
The Yvonne Richardson Community Center is hosting a drive for food and basic necessities at a lunch event this Saturday at noon. According to the center, the event is part of a push to create a food and basic needs pantry for the low-income community of the surrounding area. The community center is located at 240 East Rock Street. For more information on items being sought, visit the website ozarksatlarge.com.
And Ozark Regional Transit will be offering free rides again this year during the holiday season. Free fares will be given on regular transit routes November 29th and again during the week of December 26th through the 31st. For more information, ozark.org. Cloudy tonight, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 37 in northwest Arkansas, mid-40s tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Cloudy tomorrow, 70% chance of rain. Highs 38 in northwest Arkansas, 80% chance of showers and highs in the mid-40s for the Arkansas River Valley. And for tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain and freezing rain with a low of 31 in northwest Arkansas. It's a 70% chance of rain and a low of 38 for the Arkansas River Valley.